This cranberry field used to be a rice paddy, and it still looks like one, a diked rectangle of 4 acres on a tabletop landscape. It's planting day, and 90 degrees. A yellow tractor is dumping bales of wet cranberry vines onto dry sand, while workers, in swimsuits or overalls, rake them out thin. Cranberries are a novel crop in this part of the world. Like the vines, the crew's a little green.
They're way too thick, you guys. You gotta thin them out a lot more than that.
Kim Kramer refers most cranberry questions to her husband, Duane, who's driving the tractor. But after 3 years, she knows her vines. Coming along behind the crew is a disc woman that will give the wet plants a proper start.
Well, those blades that are 3 inches apart, they're pushing the vine 2 inches in. Then there's a big roller right behind the blade, which is going over the top, and that's just actually packing the vine down in. That's all it does.
All this might seem simple, small plots, hand labor, but it's actually a costly and ongoing experiment. The farm is owned by A.D. Makepeace, a Massachusetts-based company, and it's the best established of several operations trying to expand the cranberry industry into Minnesota. Makepeace has spent $30,000 an acre developing these bogs, hauling in peat and sand for the vines to grow in, establishing reservoirs, and installing pumps and culverts to manipulate water from the Mississippi. The vines alone cost $4,000 a ton soaking wet, and every acre takes a ton and a half. Up on the tractor, manager Duane Kramer says he'll be relieved if the bogs can just produce that long-awaited first crop this fall.
They've been a little slow, taken off. We've got another 30 acres ready for planting next spring, so hopefully it goes good. It will be a boost for the economics. It takes a lot of people, as you can see right here. We're working on a little 2-acre piece here, and we probably got close to 20 people running around here.
The area needs the jobs. Aiken County is persistently at or near bottom of the per capita income scale, but there's a lot of caution about cranberries. For one thing, they've never been grown commercially this far north. Also, these bogs formerly produced wild rice, a specialty crop that raised all kinds of expectations in the 70s, only to have the market wilt. Could the same thing happen to cranberries?
Anybody who's going to put that kind of money into developing a cranberry bog had better have a very, very, very sound idea of where they're going to be selling their product, or they're nuts.
Kevin Edberg is assistant marketing director for the state ag department. Having watched the hype and crash of many a specialty crop, he believes cranberries are stable. Wild rice, for example, never claimed much cooler space at gas stations. He says the question isn't the durability of the market, but whether a company has access to it. Most of the cranberries grown in this country are bought and sold by the Ocean Spray Cooperative. Growers who belong to Ocean Spray have huge advantages over those who don't.
You have a wider number of consumers that are using your product on a daily basis. You have more than one or two major buyers of the product, and to that extent, you are a smaller player in a bigger market, and that reduces risk.
A.D. Makepeace does belong to Ocean Spray. However, its risk is still large. While the company tries to establish itself in Minnesota, competitors in Wisconsin, already the biggest cranberry-producing state, are expanding rapidly. In the Aiken County bogs, crewman Richard Cook, a former dairy farmer, says the product might be different, but the situation feels familiar.
Well, everybody's getting into it. It's just like the dairy business. Everybody got into it, and what'd they do to it? It soured up. It greed and wanted a bigger price, and the first thing I know, it went to hell. That's what's going to happen to this, too. Hey.
A.D. Makepeace hopes to ship its first Minnesota cranberries this fall. Leif Enger, Main Street Radio.